Okay, I'll ask you again some kinds of expressions and so forth. Say you slip and you catch yourself. You know, you walk in, say, on ice or something, you slip and you catch yourself. You might say, this is a dangerous place. I
like to fail.
And say if someone is waiting on you, say someone, you're going to go to town with someone, he comes up and knocks on the door, you let him in and say, well, I'm not ready, but I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
And say if you're on the road on the road to Pensacola, somewhere like that, and you know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody how. If you want to know how the distance to Pensacola, you might ask somebody what, how.
How far it is.
And let's see. If you were pointing at something and you wanted to get my attention, say you wanted to show me something over there, and you wanted to get my attention, what might you say to me to get my attention and point something out?
I don't know. I just say, looky here, already.
Same thing, Isaiah. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something, say how many times he goes to town a week or something like that, what might you ask him? How?
Ask him how many times a week does he go to town, or
something like that. And your friend are talking, and maybe you're talking about voting for somebody, and she says, well, I'm not about to vote for him, and you agree with her. What might you say to let her know that you agree? She says,
I could just say, well, I'm not either.
And the next thing I'll do is to get you to say the names of some parts of the body. Now, like this is a
forehead.
Mm-hmm. And this stuff here is my
hair.
Mm-hmm. And used to, a long time ago, men would grow
beard.
And let's see, this is my
I can't call it, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That comes down here?
Oh, no, ma'am, this thing right here that I hear.
Oh, that's your ear. I thought you meant, what do you call that that grows down here? What's that?
Sideburn.
Sideburn, yeah, that's right.
You are, and have you ever, let's see, which ear would this one be? This would be my...
See, your left ear.
And this one would be my...
Right ear.
Mm-hmm. And this is my...
mouth.
And I use that all the time. And... The thing here that I button my shirt around would be my
press pad.
And this thing is my thing between my head and my shoulders. There is my
neck.
And what about this? You get a bone stuck here in your what? You know, if you eat fish, you might get a bone stuck in your
throat.
This thing here that swallow with. What do people usually call that? What's the term people usually have for that?
In your swallower, I guess.
See that? You ever heard anybody call that a goozle?
Yeah. And that, as you swallow, something goes up and comes down. They call that, what do they call that?
Have you ever heard it called an Adam's apple?
Yeah, Adam's apple.
Now, does that mean the same thing as a goozle, Adam's apple, or is that different?
Yeah, they say that's different in the goozle and the Adam apple. And then you've heard people trying to describe somebody to another person, and they said he's got a big Adam's apple. So that's... Some people do have a...